in the No AM 1230 FM 98.7 KWNO News Time 8:38. Joined on the program now by Mike Osman of St. Mary's University. Mike, good morning. How's it going today?
It's going pretty good. How are you?
Well, you know, other than just spilling my coffee, I am A-okay, so we're going to try and do a little multitasking here. Mike, I'm glad you could come in here, though, because we did a story on this back a couple weeks ago on St. Mary's University, the Taylor Richmond scholarship, but this is an initiative that began back in 2001, and it goes to a member of the St. Mary's community dealing with some stuff. Just kind of tell us in general about what the Taylor Richmond is.
So really what it is Nikki Richmond is one of our St. Mary's employees. She's been at St. Mary's for over 30 years. She's considered by many of our students to be kind of our St. Mary's mom. As an alum, I can attest to that. But it's an annual tradition. Her son Taylor was born with ataxia. I'm going to butcher this. Telangiectasia. Degenerative genetic disease. And the students in 2001 found out about Taylor's kind of battle with this and decided to put together a little benefit. And they raised some money to help him fulfill his lifelong dream of going to Disney World.
Oh, wow.
And then it's kind of gone on every single year. We just finished... We're finishing up our 19th benefit, and we've raised over $233,000 for people connected to the St. Mary's community. Every year, we select someone new. There's an application process, and someone who's somehow connected to the community is a beneficiary.
Wow, that's a fantastic thing, and to keep it going for so long. So, yeah, I was just going to ask you if you could just, Mike, give us a little more insight into kind of how the selection process works its way out.
Selection process is we solicit nominations. We have a form and a committee that helps select them, but basically we send it out to the St. Mary's community. They can send it to family members, friends, and we get back a bunch of nominations, and this committee meets and has the really unenviable task of weeding through all these applications, and they're all very obviously needy, and we want to help as much as we can, so we have to do that hard choice, but it's a good cause.
So tell us about Joseph Rowe, this year's beneficiary.
So he's an amazing kid. I met him shortly after we actually picked him as the beneficiary. We walked to his dad's office. His dad is a current professor at St. Mary's, and his mom is an alum. So we went over to his dad's office because Joseph was there, and he was very shy. And he got us all very, very excited, though, because every year we get to pick a theme. And he's an 11-year-old kid, so he loves video games, and he went with Super Mario.
Wow.
And everyone in the room got real excited. I spent the day, I couldn't do any other work. I was just brainstorming things to come up with for him. And he was diagnosed with leukemia last July. He's doing well. He's in remission currently. We were very, very fortunate. He was able to come to the dance with his family, his brothers, his sisters, and it was all Super Mario themed. We had video game stations they could play. He gave a speech that if you had a dry eye, I'd be amazed, because he compared his battle to cancer to Super Mario terms, and I think everyone in the gym was just floored. So he's a really amazing, really amazing kid, and I mean, the fact that any child has to go through cancer is kind of just the worst thing ever, so anything we can do for him and his family.
And speaking of doing something for him and his family, Mike Osman from the St. Mary's University joining us. If someone wants to donate, how do they go about doing so?
Currently, we have a system, an online system, so it's Smumn, so smumn.universitytickets.com. And there's a donation link. I have to go make sure it's still up because we had the dance about 3 weeks ago, but I've still had it up, so I'll go make sure in my office that right after this that's still up. But there's a donation link there. We are having an event April 6th. It's kind of a CrossFit fitness competition in our gym called Fittest in the Mushroom Kingdom. We've been advertising it to local gyms, and that's kind of our last event for this.
Another Mario.
Mario themed. You can sign up, and it's super entry level fitness, not the hardcore stuff you might see on TV. And every entry, the money goes to support Joseph. We're taking free will donations. If you really want to see someone get their head shaved, my bet to the benefit dance committee was if you raised $20,000, which was the record, I get to shave my head.
All right.
And we are at 22.5, which is a new record for us.
That's awesome.
My head's getting shaved April 6th at this event.
Oh, very cool. So, just in time for spring and summer.
Right? Yeah. So, yeah, nice little cut.
That's awesome. Mike Osman, University of St. Mary's. Mike, I guess, are we forgetting anything? I just want to make sure people know all about this great thing that's been around since the early 2000s.
I mean, definitely that donation link. So it's smumn.universitytickets.com. And it's something that we do every year. So next year there'll be press releases for another worthy person attached to St. Mary's community. And I think the thought is this is reserved just for the St. Mary's community. We have a silent auction. We have a dance. They're about the first or second weekend of March every year. They're open to everyone. So be on the lookout for those press releases. We bring in the Johnny Home Band every single year. He loves coming to St. Mary's. So next year, be on the lookout for those things and feel welcome. It's not like it's just for our students.
And you and I were talking before the interview. You guys are still taking donations up until like sometime in May, probably, right?
Yeah.
End of April.
Basically, until with our expense cycle for things coming through from credit card purchases, we have until mid-April, essentially, until we know all our expenses for sure. So really, until that point, we can keep taking more and more, and that just increases the amount that we can cut to the family.
Awesome. So plenty of time to still give to a fantastic thing. Mike, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
KWNO News Time is 8:44. We're back to In the Know right after this.